T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And right now we get to, man, so much stuff. I mean, I know it's the end of the season and probably people need a little bit of a break, but no, we keep talking about the Bears here. And joining us right now, he is the Bears insider for NBC Sports Chicago, one of my faves that covers the Bears. We get to talk to Josh Schrock, joining us on the Circuit Resort Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Josh, I know you just got off the TV, so I appreciate you hanging with me, man. I feel like a star right now.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. All right. So first and foremost, I mean, obviously the season's over, Josh. And yeah. What are some of your big takeaways from this season, having covered the Bears all year long?
Man, a lot of room for improvement needed, right? I think we all know the roster is really talent deficient. I don't think we probably really understood the lack of talent until Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn left, and it kind of became apparent as people went down at the end of the year just how much work is needed to do. But I also would highlight the buy-in that Matt Eberflus got from all the guys,
yes.
even during, I mean, 10-game losing streak. You know, I thought other than the game against the Lions then the season, I did not see effort wane. The guys just kept buying in. They were hustling. They were hitting. The locker room, the mood was still upbeat at the end of the year. The guys really played for each other. So I think there's a good culture there. And then, I mean, the biggest one, obviously, is Justin Fields, right? I think he showed a lot in unideal circumstances. They didn't surround him with protection, not very good weapons, and he still was able to show that he's a playmaker. Obviously, there's room to grow as a passer, but I think he showed everything we thought he could, that he could be a franchise guy if you put the right pieces around him. And so all in all, in terms of a teardown season, it was pretty successful, especially when it ends with the number one pick.
Yeah, I think you're right. I got to agree with you wholeheartedly with the Eberflus thing. That would probably be one of my biggest takeaways.
Yeah,
it's hard to get a team that's 3-14 to be upbeat and play hard week in and week out. And he and his staff did a phenomenal job at getting guys to do that. That would probably be the highlight of everything. And then Justin Fields, you know, dealing with the adversity, but still being upbeat, still at the very end being a great leader and with his words, with his actions. I mean, those are definitely some big takeaways. But obviously, you know, room for improvement for the Bears. And they have two ways to address it, right? Free agency and the draft coming up. And Josh, I keep trying to figure out, like, because I'm a numbers guy, right? I love things that fit in boxes and stuff. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, they're gonna spend money on, you know, this, and then draft this, right? But that's not, is that gonna be the case, or do you think it's gonna be a mixture of both, where they're spending money on both sides of the ball, you know, in multiple, you know, areas, and then they're also drafting some of those same positions? Like, is there gonna be overlap? You think a lot of overlap when it comes to people they draft and people that they get in free agency?
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be overlap just because, you know, like I said, the talent and the depth talent is really not there. So, like, you could see, for example, maybe they don't get a big fish on the offensive line in free agency. They don't get an Orlando Brown Jr. or Mike Glinchy, but maybe they get a second-tier guy, and then they draft another tackle in the third or fourth round, right? You just got to kind of build that depth. So I think you can see it. You can see it both ways. I mean, Ryan Poole said today he's going to prioritize by premium positions, right? He really highlighted edge rusher. So Like, is there a world where maybe they make a big splash and get Marcus Davenport and then draft Will Anderson? I mean, it's certainly possible. You need as many good edge rushers as you can find. So I think you're going to see the Bears really just taking all avenues to improve every area of the football team.
Josh, does that include listening to every single scenario that's out there, including ones that might involve your star quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, like, Ryan Poles is not doing his job if he doesn't turn over every rock. And I thought he did a really good job today of hanging the "Hey, I'm open for business" sign on his door while also saying, like, we love Justin Fields. He showed us a lot. We're really proud of him. He's a playmaker. He needs to continue to grow. We're excited for his development. But then also saying, like, hey, you know, like, we're open to all possibilities. We're going to do our due diligence, and we'd have to be blown away to draft a quarterback. But he didn't say he's definitely not going to do it. Now, do I think he's going to do it? Of course not. I think Justin Fields, like you said, will be the starter in 2023. But Ryan Poles was publicly negotiating probably, 10 minutes after Chris Ballard went up in Indianapolis and said, hey, if I like the quarterback, I'm of heaven and earth to get
that.
Him. So,
I love that clip, too. That was my favorite clip.
Yeah. Yeah, so good on Ryan Poles for publicly negotiating after Indy's GM kind of hung himself out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, that's what I said earlier in the show. I said, hey, Bears have shown their hand. Everyone knows they want to trade down, or that would be the ideal situation. It's about time some of these other teams showed their hand as well, right? And said, right. Hey, we're willing to do whatever to get that pick. Hint, hint, cough, cough. Because then that just drives up the price, and you just love situations like that. That's why you want to be right there. We're talking to Josh Schrock, Bears insider from NBC Sports Chicago, hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. You know, speaking of deals, you know, I saw you tweeted out, retweet Ian Rapoport's, you know, mention of Roquan Smith and the amount of money.
Yep.
And I think it was kind of, it felt good, right? Where where you're like, well, it's not me, it's you. Like, we figured out that, you know, it was a situation that the Bears were never going to put themselves in, you know, giving Roquan that much money.
Yeah, no, 100%. You see the deal he got. I mean, $45 million fully guaranteed, so $60 million in guarantees. I mean, that's great for Roquan, right? I mean, and especially in football, you know, when you get a chance to cash in on a deal like that, you got to take it. And you see that $20 million, your number, that's the Bears were never going to get there for an off-ball linebacker, especially with what Roquan showed them early on. And he just wasn't really a fit at the Will linebacker in the system. The ball production wasn't there. He's a great tackler. He's really good in Baltimore's scheme. We knew that was going to be the case. It's one of those things where you see the numbers and you say, okay, I see why Ryan Poles was never going to get there. And then, you know, it comes around the same time Ryan Poles talks about David Montgomery, and he says, I love David Montgomery, but as we already learned, I can love the player, and if the value is not there, the value is not there.
It was good to hear that, though, because, you know, you always want your new GM learning from situations like that. But I love the praise in there. Right. Yeah. I think that part might have been missing from Roquan's is that there wasn't enough praise. You know, you say he was good, he's this, but David Montgomery sounded like, nah, we really like this guy. And, you know, we love what he's done for this team. He's embodied the Chicago Bear way of life this season. And, and, you know, do you think they'll be able to meet somewhere in the middle when it comes to dollars? Or do you think that David Montgomery is the type of guy that has a dollar amount in his head in terms of his value and he wants to reach that?
I mean, I'm sure he does, but I think there's a pretty good chance. I feel like they can come to an agreement that is reasonable for both sides, right? You look at the running back free agent market, it's going to be Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders. I think if you look at that list, Dave Montgomery's like eighth on it in production. It's going to be loaded. And then there's just the fact that Dave Montgomery loves being a Chicago Bear. Yeah. He talked about it after the game. He's like, I love it here. I've talked to my friends around the league, and you know, they say all organizations don't have the love that this one does. And I think that Ryan Poles will have learned from trading Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, moves that had to be done, but you can only take beloved locker room guys out of the locker room so much, and then there's diminishing returns. Like, that locker room loves David Montgomery.
Yeah.
And they will go, I mean, you don't, and you want to reward guys who are who you want them to be, right? He says this guy epitomizes what we want a Chicago Bear to be. He came to work every day. He worked hard, even, you know, amid a 10-game losing streak. He showed up every day, and he worked his butt off, and we love this guy. So you want to reward those guys because you don't want to just keep shipping those guys out. There's diminishing returns. Justin Jones talked about how much losing Quinn and Smith really hurt that locker room. So I don't think you can do that, and I think Dave Montgomery wants to be here, and I think what he brings to the Bears is is something Khalil Herbert doesn't. He's much better in pass protection. He's a much better pass catcher. And if you're looking for Justin Fields to make that leap as a passer, you need that other back.
Yeah, and I think that no one's going to be upset with a more – like we knew it was a dual backfield with Khalil mm-hmm. Herbert and David Montgomery, but it leaned a little bit more Montgomery. And I think nobody would have a problem if they told him, like, hey, we're going to sign you, but we're going to be splitting these carries. Like, we want to give Khalil Herbert the home run opportunities that we know mm-hmm. he could possibly get out there. But you're right. When it comes to pass catching, I mean, it's obvious. Like, you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. But that's why you want Justin Fields to be in a position where he feels more comfortable throwing the ball to the running backs a little bit more. And obviously, hopefully that comes with, you know, some offensive line help. We're talking to Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago here on 670 The Score. I'm gonna throw out a name, and I just want to know what you think. DeAndre Hopkins. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think when you hear that? Is that like a stay away for you, or is that like a hey? I would like to see him, you know, wearing some navy blue and orange.
D-Hop. It's gonna be a no for me. I think the age doesn't really match up with the timeline the Bears have to contend. He's gonna be 30, 31, and he wants a new deal. So you know, it's there's a lot of factors there. I think fans probably aren't going to like to hear this. I don't think there's going to be some splash trade for a number one receiver this offseason. Maybe they draft a guy, but I think they really want to see what they have in Claypool and Darnell Mooney after a full offseason. And maybe the splash for a number one comes next offseason. But, to me, you never know. We don't know who the next guy to try to force his way out is going to be. We didn't think Tyreek Hill was going to get traded at this time last year.
Yeah, I know, right? And then all of a sudden, I mean – It's such a cool position to be in. Like, from a fan's perspective, from you as somebody that covers them, from the organization, it's like there's so much uncertainty, but it's in a good way. It's not like, oh, no, what's going to happen with this team? It's like, oh, my God, what's going to happen with this team? So, I mean, if you were to look into your crystal ball, you know, what do you think happens for the Bears this offseason in terms of roster construction?
I mean, I think the first thing they need to do is fix that defensive line. I think that starts with a really good disruptive three technique. And I think it's Deron Payne, in my opinion. Now I hear the Commanders, after kind of balking at the idea of wanting to sign him to extension, now they want to re-sign him to extension. He has a career year. So maybe he doesn't make it to the market. And in that case, maybe it's Jalen Carter. But I think you start with the three technique because that's something this defense needs. It feeds off of, and it didn't have, right? They thought Justin Jones was going to be the guy. He's kind of a nice defensive line player. He was not very disruptive. I mean, Jaquan Brisker leads your team in sacks. That defensive line needs a facelift. So I expect a big signing on the defensive line, whether that's Payne, whether it's an edge rusher like Marcus Davenport. And then they are going to reshape that offensive line. I know they like Braxton Jones. I think it's a possibility. They look to sign a left tackle and move him to right tackle. They like Tevin Jenkins. I don't know about Cody White here, but I think there's going to be probably two, maybe three new bodies on the offensive line, and then I would expect a whole new front four.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Just fixing the trenches a little bit because you can't fix it all in one offseason.
Right.
You know, there's going to be more money out there, more draft picks in years to come. But it would be cool to have those fixed because then you feel like the Bears can be just a little bit more competitive, and that's what you would want, right? Just a little. They were competitive this year. They played in some close games. Had a couple stinkers out there, but I think ultimately if they can do that, then it puts them in a better position to kind of to live in that space. Josh, you know, I was going to ask you one last question, and this is more of a personal one. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of guys, you know, in multiple fields have been losing their jobs in the last couple of months. And I think that, you know, we're very grateful to have ours in our space. And I just wanted you to be able to just speak about, you know, that area right now and you know how grateful we are, but at the same time how delicate this business is.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I think man, it's tough. You hear a lot of people, even in this industry, kind of complain about work. I would never do that, right? We're blessed to do what we do. We get to talk about sports, which is awesome, and it's a tough business, right? It's tough getting into it, it's tough staying in it. And there are days, you know, sometimes multiple times a month where you have friends or just people you know, colleagues, acquaintances who are great at what they do, who lose their job out of no fault of their own. So it's a really delicate balance, like you said, of kind of enjoying what you do, but understanding that, you know, maybe someday the axe swings on you and there are friends that you have that are having tough days. So, you know, to those guys, if they're listening, they know who they are, they'll bounce back there. They're pros.
Yeah, some really good guys. I mean, obviously, you know, I've had a couple of them here on this show. And, you know, the one thing I think people don't understand, Josh, in our business, especially if you're like a local guy, you know, is that it's not like you work in, you know, finance and you can just go walk down the street to another financial shop, right? There's a finite amount of jobs in the city. Yes. And there are a ton of people that are qualified and are vying for them. So, you know, it's just tough because it is what happens in our business, but it's very difficult. It's difficult business to get into. It's difficult business to stay in. And, you know, when you have a job, you're extremely appreciative. And when you see your colleagues lose theirs, you've been through it before, you understand it, but you just try to spread some positivity. So like you said, Josh, you know, people know who they are. Keep that head up and just know these things happen all the time and they ended up bouncing back in a better place more often than not.
So, exactly. Just keep chopping.
Exactly. Josh, well, you got too many jobs. So I know you ain't worried about that. But thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you. Always love having you on.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. Anytime, bro.
Of course. Josh Schrock, Bears insider from NBC Sports Chicago, hanging out right here on 670 The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez, and again, I can't say it enough. It's so crazy that the Bears have the first pick in the draft. I mean, when you hear that the last time they had it was 1947, and you're just like, oh my God. Like, a lot of us weren't born back then, right? So you're like, it's been that long. That's why I feel so giddy and excited about it. But it begs the question, though. Right? Because like Josh Schrock said, Ryan Poles wouldn't be doing his job if he isn't turning over every stone. And I'm curious about this question because this is what he's going to be faced with. What is going to get you more of a return? A Justin Fields that people can maybe look at and say, I have an offensive line. I have a couple of receivers. This guy will be better than anybody that's in the draft. Or the number one pick. What can get you more in return? Justin Fields or the number one pick? What do you guys think? 312-644-6767. What do you think can get you more in return? Justin Fields or a number one pick? I'd love to take your calls. See what you guys think about it. If you have any Bears thoughts as well, the lines are open. I will take your calls after the break and continue the discussion. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk to you next here on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
We had good conversations. I'm excited for the direction he's going. And as I mentioned before, he knows where he has to improve. I think you mentioned that the other day. So we're excited about his development and where he goes next. He showed ability to be impactful with his legs. There's flashes with his arm. Now if we can put that together, I think we have something really good.
So Ryan Poles discussing the direction for Justin Fields, man. It was cool to hear his press conference. He was very candid, very open and honest. Made me happy as a Bears fan to see that. But again, you have to be excited for this Bears team. I mean, if you're a Bears fan in general, you got to feel good. You got the first pick, got a ton of money, got a good quarterback. You love your coach. I love the coach. I think he's done a great job. I think Ryan Poles has done a good job in his first year. But, you know, there are other people that are out there thinking something else for the Chicago Bears. Former GM and VP, Mike Tannenbaum, he was making the rounds and getting a lot of people upset on Twitter for his suggestion to the Chicago Bears as to what they should do with the number one pick.
Mike Tannenbaum is our general manager. You have a different idea.
Yeah, I would trade Justin Fields, and I'm taking nothing away from him. I think he has a chance to be a good, maybe a top 10 quarterback. But if you could get at least a first and a third round pick, which I believe you can, because so many teams need a quarterback, I'm going to draft Bryce Young, who I think is going to be a better quarterback than Justin Fields. And when I do that and get at least a first and a third round pick, I'm resetting Bryce Young's rookie contract, and I'm going to be able to get at least four starting caliber players. A great illustration.
Makes a great point. As Studs turns around and lets me know that the guy's just got. What do you got to say, Studs? What do you got to say?
Does that make you upset? No, I'm not going to. No. I think this guy's an idiot. I think that. It's so ridiculous that in the same statement he says Justin Fields can be a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, they should trade him though. Like,
can
where
be.
Do you so
can be.
Yeah, so and then he says he thinks Bryce Young's going to be better. So he believes the Bears potentially already have a top 10 quarterback who's already produced
can
in the NFL.
Be. Can be.
And then he says, "Oh, but you should trade that guy because I think this guy who's never played in the NFL could be better than than you're already top 10 quarterback."
Yeah, and
he's stumbling all over himself. I just think it's ludicrous.
Hey, but I understand what he's saying though, right? Where with Justin Fields, there's no guarantee that he becomes a top 10 quarterback. There's no guarantee there. You could fix the line and get him some wide receivers, and it's a possibility that, you know, he ends up still being a dud. That's there. And I think what he's really trying to point out, and this is the part that I think is cool, is that if you get the number one pick and you do draft a guy like Bryce Young, you could still get a haul for Justin Fields, which allows you to get another first-round draft pick and then some more in the future. I don't want to do that. I want to be very clear. Don't be texting in here and calling and being like, "Gabe, you're crazy for wanting Bryce Young." It's not what I want. But I do want to know, I do want to weigh that option against the other option, which is keeping Justin Fields and trading out of that first pick for some other draft capital. I would like to weigh the two of them simply. So 312-644-6767. Again, what can get you more in return? That's the question. Fields or the number one pick? Let's go to Brendan out in Wisconsin. So Brendan, which do you think can return more for the Chicago Bears?
I think you guys just hit it on the head. It's all subjective, right? Like, I think if there's a scenario where you get rid of Fields, you draft at the first position, but part of you're trading Fields to, say, Indianapolis, you got the fourth pick then, and if your defensive tackle isn't there, now you can get another first rounder and possibly a third rounder for that position, and still, so there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that make it subjective. And it's I 100% agree with keeping it all on the table, seeing everything. I loved what Poles did today. He just can't bash Justin Fields' ability at all publicly. If there's something wrong with him, if there's something in-house, he can never let it leak. He's just got to keep saying, "Look how awesome he is running. We know he needs to work on the throwing. That's a known." Yeah. He can't put a negative out there.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brendan. Thanks for the call. I think you're bringing up some great points. I mean, you know, you do have to see what's out there. The Colts do have the fourth pick, and, you know, they probably want to move up to one so that way, you know, you still have the number four pick. But then again, you know, they're going to give you some more draft capital, but it's good to weigh the two. Thanks for the call, Brendan. I appreciate you. It's good to weigh all of them out
there.
Yeah, no problem. 312-644-6767. Taking your Bears thoughts, but also asking – what can get you more in return right now? That number one pick or somebody that's really good in Justin Fields. Let's go to Michael in Peoria. Mike, which do you think can get you more? Justin Fields, a guy that broke NFL records this year, or a number one pick?
I think it's obviously Justin Fields should get you more. I mean, he's proven he can play in the league, and as that joke said, could be a top 10, so he looks to trade him. But I think you got to keep Fields, and you will get more with the first-round pick if like you wait closer to draft time. But I think you should obviously get more for Fields, but not trade Fields, although I think the first pick will end up bringing more closer to draft time. Thanks. Really enjoying the show.
It's great point there, Mike, but it's, you hear what you're saying. Fields can get you more. If that's the case, then wouldn't you entertain that? Because that's what you ultimately want, right? There are so many holes on this Chicago Bears team. So many. So wouldn't you want the option that allows you to fill in the entire roster? Unless you're saying to yourself, no, without a doubt, Justin Fields is my Super Bowl winning quarterback. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Got a couple more minutes. Don't forget, DePaul basketball. DePaul Villanova starting at 745. Zach Zabin, Dave Corzine got your call on that one. Let's go to Jeff out in Evanston. Jeff, you're saying in this situation, you don't even want to hear what Justin Fields can get you back. You say keep Justin Fields all the way.
Yeah, exactly. I've believed in Justin Fields ever since we got him. I loved watching him this year. And I think 5 years from now, they're going to be talking about Justin Fields. They won't be talking about Brady and Mahomes and all these other clowns.
Sure, Jeff, but they might be talking about Bryce Young too. And I think that's the part that where Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM and vice president, I think that was the point he was trying to make, that, you know, Bryce Young could be a good quarterback too. And if they're both, you know, in the 12 to 17 range of NFL quarterbacks, you get to restart the contract for the rookie deal, which is, as we all know, extremely valuable because you can build a team around the rookie contract. And then again, you get a ton of draft capital. It's an interesting conversation, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Let's go out to Aaron in Hanover Park. Aaron, you just think I'm out here just baiting everybody with these conversations and these topics. Is that right?
No, actually, I got a different idea.
Oh,
thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I think we should trade Justin Fields and trade back the number one pick and take next year and get Caleb Johnson. I don't think Bryce Young is the guy, like you guys said.
Yeah, Caleb Williams? Reset. Yeah.
Yeah, Caleb Williams. That's what I meant. Yeah. And I think, you end up with 4 or 5 first-round picks, you know, maybe a couple extra thirds. And then you
Aaron. But who's going to play quarterback for the Bears next season then? If it ain't Justin Fields.
I don't care if it's Nathan Peterman. I want to go on 17 so we get that number one pick.
Okay, I like it. Thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate it. That is a radical idea.
You know what, Gabe? Taking 1 year wasn't fun enough.
Yeah,
let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Let's take every year.
We got stud wide receiver, stud offensive line, stud defensive line. No quarterback. Nathan Peterman out there. Boyle playing backup. Bears should go 0-17 again. That'd be great. I love it. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Let's take one more. Lendell on the south side. You say absolutely not. You thought that idea was ridiculous. Do not trade Justin Fields.
Yeah, they crazy in the road. Listen, you do not trade Justin Fields. Here's the thing. You have too many open opportunities for offensive line, defensive line. You have too many holes to fill. You know what you have in Justin Fields. You just keep cultivating flower and it'll blow. Let people wonder with their imagination about Bryce Young and all those other people. And if next year, with the haul of picks that you get, you feel at that time Justin Fields is not can't make the cut, then you leverage those picks to get the guy who everyone's talking about who might come out next year.
That's
what
you
don't do is trade Justin Fields when you look, burn the hand beat two in the bush. We over here trying to pick somebody who we don't know is going to we anticipate, we expect it to happen, but that doesn't necessarily look at Ryan Leaf. Look at all the other number one draft picks of quarterbacks that fail.
I hear you, Lendell. Hold on one second. I hear you, Lendell. Leveraging the picks that you would get to fix the quarterback situation in the event that Justin Fields isn't that dude, that's genius. I love solutions, not problems, so I love that one. But my question to you is, Lendell, what makes you so certain? And I'm just asking, just because I love good arguments and love good statements being made to me. But what makes you so certain that if the Bears do get an offensive line and they do get, let's say, one more wide receiver, that all of a sudden Justin Fields is going to be a good throwing quarterback?
Well, my opinion about that is real simple. You have a is there 100% that I can say that Justin Fields is automatically going to flip a switch and do it? No. But the same applies for the draft picks. What I do know about Justin Fields is that when he came out of Ohio State, he was an excellent passer. You typically don't lose that, particularly when you got a poor offensive line with no help at all. Let me see what's going on next year when you surround him with opportunities of better players.
I hear you, and that makes sense to me. Thanks for the call, and that was some good stuff. I love people that can, you know, be honest with their own opinion. And he said, you know what? I'm not saying with 100% certainty he could flip the switch. It's the hope for every Bears fan that's out there. And I think it's a good place to be. Again, it's a great place to be for the Chicago Bears. With the first pick in the draft, they have options to get better. I think what we've seen over, you know, in a bunch of years as Bears fans, they've had no options. It's just, you know what you're going to expect year after year. At least now, you get to play the game. You get to play GM. You get to play all these kinds of things. That's what's really cool about this situation for the Chicago Bears. I think that's what everyone is excited about. But, you know, I've watched a lot of college football this year and over the last couple of years, and Bryce Young is really good. Listen, don't come for me. I'm not saying he's better than Justin or it will be or whatever. But we're going to be talking about Bryce Young in a little bit as well. He's definitely that good. All right. Tomorrow, make sure you download the Odyssey app. If you love the Bears conversation, I'm going to keep it going. Got a Bears season recap special for Odyssey Sports happening exclusively on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download it so that way you guys can check it out. Want to thank my guest today, Darnell Mayberry, really giving some great insight on the Chicago Bulls. Talking about DeMar DeRozan in the locker room after the game with a toothpick, like he didn't care. Didn't think he was going to be out long at all. So we'll keep an eye on that. Bulls next game again is Wednesday, tomorrow, versus the Washington Wizards. Got to thank Josh Schrock for jumping on the show, talking about his experiences covering the Chicago Bears this year for NBC Sports Chicago. He did a great job there. Want to thank my producer, Leo Stadaher, for making all the clips sound phenomenal and pulling audio. Big thanks to Adam Studzinski. He didn't have to step in and help out. I genuinely appreciate it, brother. I really do. It means a lot to me. So, again, guys, coming up right after this, DePaul basketball going up against Villanova. Zach Zaidman, Dave Corzine got the call for you. So make sure you guys hang out. Mi gente, my people, until next time, hasta la próxima. My name is Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.